Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because people are in a constant state of sticker shock around the world. It makes no difference where you live. And please, as always, like these videos. Please hit the subscribe button and join the channel. Hit the bell notification so you get notified on everything. And today we have a sponsor, Dr. Gundry, which I will talk about a little later. But first things first. Prices have gone up through the roof. And, you know, our politicians are telling us, hey, this is, you know, things are great. Things are coming down. But if anybody is breathing and if anybody has common sense or buys anything in this world, it has gone through the roof. Now, what we're seeing right now is we're seeing a lot of shenanigans when it comes to everything going up in our lives. Let's start with food prices. Food prices have gone up so much in the last 3 years that it's unbelievable. The average family is drowning right now. Now, here's the thing. For those of you that are new, one thing that we used to talk about when we would get people grants and get them money and stimulus money and different programs, we talked about our political party for our channel. And the political party at this channel is the small business person. I don't care who you voted for, okay? Because I'm gonna give you an example. Next time your car breaks down on the freeway and they call a tow truck driver, whoa, 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 before you hook up the car, who'd you vote for? Okay? The plumber, when he comes out to your house, same thing. Okay? It's ridiculous, guys, to sit there. We're in this mess, this boat, together. And you better think of this as a rowboat, because if everybody doesn't work equally, the boat just goes in circles, which is what's happening right now. So, with the prices going up around the world, everybody's unhappy about this. No one's happy with the price of food anywhere. And, you know, we're seeing things like fast food. We'll start with that. McDonald's, when you go out and you buy a Big Mac combo meal and it's $18, that is insane. That is absolute lunacy, because it used to be, you know, that you could get a meal for a dollar when I was a child. Now, McDonald's is just made an announcement this week, and the story is below. They're having their biggest expansion in the history of the company ever right now. Even with prices surging the way they are right now, they're going to raise, they're going to have more restaurants open right now than ever. Over the course of the next 3 years, they're going to open up an additional 10,000 restaurants. They have just over 40,000 restaurants now. They want to get to 50,000 restaurants over the course of the next 3 years. Crazy growth, okay? They just opened up a new restaurant to aspire to bringing in the younger crowd, called Cosmics, C-O-S-M-C-S. And it's going to have a lot of fruity drinks and things like that to bring people in. But will it work? Because it's going to be expensive. McDonald's is now considered a luxury item. When you look at vegetables that have gone up 2 and 3 times in price, that's one thing. But you can't argue with the price of beef. Beef went from, you know, just over $3.50 a pound to $5.50 a pound when you get a deal on it. So to consider ground meat in your home as a luxury item is insanity. The average family, okay, think about this, makes $44,000 a year. How do you live on that? Because the average family right now, since 2021, January of 2021, it costs an additional $11,434 to live. So let's just say, for round figures, $1,000 a month. Where do you get that money? Your income didn't go up $1,000 a month during this time. Oh, okay. I see where you're going with this, Dan. Okay. Energy prices have basically gone up 40%. If you got a deal during this time, okay? And you've seen people that have it, you know, skyrocketing right now. I'm out at the park in Huntington right now. I love walking through the nature preserve. But here, the weather's good. I've had people write me for some reason this morning all around the country. Oh my gosh, Jan, it's snowing here. It's raining here. It's freezing here. Okay? We're lucky that we get weather like this. Let's face it. But it's expensive to live here, okay? Somebody sent me, hey, look at this fixer-upper in my neighborhood. $1.1 million for this dump that you'd need a bulldozer to clean out the crap in this guy's house. Okay? When you look at the average cost of auto insurance, it has gone up. Basically, it for the average adult, it takes almost $2,200 a year to insure a vehicle right now. It wasn't like that before, guys. It has gone through the roof as far as insurance prices and homeowners insurance. I love this one. To insure a $350,000 house, the price is almost $2,200 a year for that $2,250 for that. Well, I'm like, who's got a $350,000 house? Okay. Well, if you have a $350,000 house, that makes sense that somebody would make $40,000 a year, because it's basically, 15% of your income, and you can pay your house off fairly quick. Who's got $350,000 houses? Where are those at in this country? So the problem is that business is dying right now. People are going out of business like you wouldn't believe. I have more people sending me images of, wow, this Mexican restaurant where the family's been there 30 years is closed. The nail salon is done. This place just announced their closure too. A friend of mine came to me at breakfast today and he goes, hey, you know that Italian restaurant that I sing at? This guy's he's a crooner that does Frank Sinatra and Tony Bennett type stuff. And performed there for 8 years. They told him they're done. Next week, they're done. You're not going to make it through the holidays? Nope, we're finished. Okay? So that is the sign of the times. No one has money. No one is going out and spending money. When you have places that are off, it's just getting worse right now. So people, though, when they see these prices, are absolutely shocked. People go out to dinner and, you're just floored at what alcohol costs. Price, a glass of wine. Try dating guys right now. I'll tell you, it's expensive. It's utterly unbelievable to go out and buy somebody two or three drinks and buy them a nice meal. It's just outrageous. Okay. But it's part of the game. It's part of the deal. Okay. With doing this. Now, my cousin, brilliant guy, professor, doctor, he's, really worked, has the coolest job working for the coolest company. And I'll talk about that some other time, but just wrote a book. Okay. And hey, I want to take you to dinner. And we went to this place and they're like, hey, it's steak night. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm looking at the steaks. And I'm like, I don't want to, my cousin's taking me out. I want to charge him, a $40 steak. And they say, oh, no, it's steak night. Steaks are $19 and it's full meal. I'm like, oh, I'm sure it's a different cut. No, it's the same cut. It's the best deal. And it's after 5 o'clock on Fridays. And literally we met at five and all these people were waiting in the waiting room. And I'm thinking, it's kind of weird. Well, they were waiting for it to hit 5 o'clock so it could be steak night. So things like that are worth doing. Things like that are deals right now. But who can afford the $40 steak? So it's nuts right now that things are this elevated. And you're being told, don't worry, everything's going down. But believe the bankers, because Jamie Dimon, and we have ridden this guy so hard. There's a great article below talking about how he said, this is killing families. This is killing people. And we have not seen it. And because of all the free money that was given out, 3 years ago, this is a problem right now. And that people haven't even seen the end of it yet. Well, don't worry, they're going to lower interest rates next year. Okay, let's just say, let's play a game that they lower interest rates. Are you going to be able to make more money with your job? You think your employer is going to be able to make up that $12,000 a year deficit that you have right now? No. You've got to do something else to cut your expenses, which means cutting back on things, which means giving up things, going out, entertainment. The Italian restaurant to go down, this is the sign of the times to where people don't have that extra money. Okay? So it's bad, guys, but Jamie Dimon talking about how people are broke, people are upside down, people don't have this, and this is killing families. You bet it is. You bet it is. And we haven't seen the end of it yet. And the idea of it's a soft landing, call it whatever you want, whatever you want. But what it is in reality is a mess. And here's the other thing. I helped people get a tremendous amount of EIDL, economic injury, disaster loans, okay? And PPP loans, okay? It's really good at it. I did not get those, okay? This channel was started because the SBA came to me and said, hey, you'd be the perfect person to promote this with everybody because of all your medical events. Okay, you got it, guys. I applied literally the day before everybody else did. I was 28,000 on the list, like 28,500, and got denied for the loan, okay? Which is the greatest thing that ever happened to me because I have this channel now. I was furious. My family was furious. My friends that I recommended were furious. But the lady that cleans my house got an EIDL loan. Don't ever forget that. How convoluted this whole thing was, okay? Now, what's happening is people are defaulting on these loans. And you can sit there and say, they're not going to collect on these people, Dan. They're not going to come after them. They are going to come after these people because now they're sending collection notices. And people, you know, they write on Reddit, they write on all these other sites, Facebook, and all these places like, hey, listen, just let them charge it off. They're not going to do anything. Oh, they are going to do something, guys. They're going to send you for collection. And this can go to the Department of Justice, guys. They can go and they can seize your bank account. They can seize your tax refunds. They can come after you and garnish your wages and garnish collection activity for your independent business. Huh? What are you talking about? Yeah, that can happen, guys. Well, they didn't tell me that. Everybody told me they're just going to forget about this stuff. People are getting these collection letters. So if you are behind on one of these loans, I'll give you guys a little bit of help. I will do everything I can to help you personally with the people I know at the SBA and things like that and ask them what to do. But I want a copy, a real copy of one of those letters from you. I will block out your name and all that stuff, but I want to share that with the channel. Send it to hello@iallegedly.com and I'll do this for free and I will help you. Not make any promises that I'm going to make things go away, but I will get to the right people to see if they can lessen the blow and work something out with you so they're not seizing your boat, your car, your truck, and your business bank account, okay? So share your thoughts on this stuff. Look at all the geese out here today. It's funny. I had a wordsmith last time I was here. This is 2 years ago, where I said, hey, these are Canadian geese, somebody told me. Excuse me, Dan, it's called Canada geese, okay? Okay, so you guys aren't Canadian, you're from Canada. Okay, don't forget that, okay? Share your thoughts on this stuff, guys, let me know. Let's talk about our sponsor, Dr. Gundry. You know, Dr. Gundry is a famed cardiologist who lost 70 pounds while struggling to lose weight. He would eat right, be on a low-fat diet, exercise and just couldn't shed the pounds. And then he realized a secret that was gut health. And he set up a website for us, newgutfix.com/Dan, where he has a video you can watch and you can see the things that he did. He says it's like a power wash to your insides to clean things out. Gut health leads to so many problems. It leads to bloating, it leads to joint pain, it leads to just maintaining the excessive weight that you don't need. And if you change things, okay, it's very simple and it can help you. But check out his video that he made. It's awesome. newgutfix.com/Dan. Use the link below. Go to the link below and you can see the video from Dr. Gundry and how it can make a big difference. So many of you guys have commented that you love the Dr. Gundry content and he's great, but he made a huge difference in his life that he's sharing with people. As we get older, gut health is a real problem. Take a look at the link below and click on it and watch the Dr. Gundry video. Hey guys, there's just a few days left to sign up for our Christmas/holiday card. It's absolutely free. You go to isecretsanta.com. And everybody gets a card, but we're giving away lots of prizes, gift cards, cash, gold, silver, a bunch of cool stuff. iSecretSanta.com, it's absolutely free. Sign up now because it's going to end this week. Now remember, everything is great in the economy. And the sticker shock that you're seeing, you're the only one seeing it. And everybody else is doing great. I want to thank Scott for sending me these next two stories because they're perfect. Okay, first things first, in North Carolina, for over 20 years, they've had a steeplechase race, which if you've ever seen this, these are the horses that jump over the different fences and into the water, and they had the Queensboro race every year that raised money for charity. And not only did it raise a ton of money, you know, over $20 million over the years, it also raised over $1 million for local food banks, local charities. And the husband and wife that ran this, that moved to the area, you know, 24 years ago, you know, we're going to retire. And here's the thing about having events is everybody's like, have you met Dan? Dan's an idiot. Let's go, you know, do this. And we can have our own medical event. If this guy can do it, we can do it. And then they realize everything that goes into it, from the registration to the collection, to the speakers, to the sponsors, to getting people there, to getting Dr. Bitchin to show up on time and not be a condescending dude to your staff, all that stuff. Now, imagine steeplechase horse racing, high-end, highfalutin people. Imagine that and raising money for that and running that. That took some experienced people to run this thing. And this husband and wife, when they left, it was the end of an era, okay? So these poor charities are going to lose out. And yeah, the steeplechase race has been postponed till at least 2024, and we'll till 2025, pardon me. We'll see if we can do it a year and a half from now. They're never gonna do this again, guys, because these people, it was so difficult and they did this. Now, the next thing in the Charlotte area is Wells Fargo Bank is backing out of supporting the PGA golf tournament. Why? Why would they back out of a PGA golf tournament? I'll tell you why, guys, because they say, well, we're not sure about the finances of the PGA. No. They don't want to have their name on this stuff. They don't want to spend the money and waste the money on PGA golf. Who watches golf other than my brother and your uncle? You know what I mean? It's like that. And my brother's a golfer, and it's crazy. The ratings have gone to the floor right now. So where are we spending our money? How much do we donate to those guys to have our name on that golf tournament? When's the option out? Oh, 2023? Pull it, okay? But again, sign of the time. Now, they're talking about, hey, Live Golf. This is that Saudi Arabian-backed golf. Now, my brother just sent me this contract. There's a guy that just signed for Rom. I forgot his first name. Shows you how much I watch golf. But he signed a $600 million deal with Live Golf, the Saudi Arabian golf company. Wouldn't you take that? Think about that. You'd take it in a second. Now, for those of you that are wondering about the Shohei Ohtani deal that was announced over the weekend, think about this, okay? I knew he was leaving, okay? I knew he was leaving 2 months ago because I have stellar Angel tickets. I have tickets where you can hear the ballplayers talk. Okay, that's all I'm going to say. They're fantastic. It's half season. It's 41 games. We donate tickets. We give out tickets. You guys will get to win tickets. But the two seats next to me were owned by a Japanese travel agency. And during the course of the last three seasons, I spoke to four people that spoke English during this time. They had the Shohei Ohtani experience from Japan, where they would fly people in. You would do the Southern California experience, where you would do the amusement parks. You'd go to Disneyland hell. You would go to things like that, and then you'd get to either get on the field or sit there in these dynamite seats and watch your hero, Shohei Ohtani, play baseball. They knew he was leaving, and they pulled their tickets. Want to know why? Because they were going to Dodger Stadium to buy tickets. Well, why would they go to Dodger Stadium to buy tickets if the guy didn't sign there? Oh, he did end up signing there. Okay, we knew that this was going to happen, guys. Okay, we knew. Okay, so it was funny when you think about that, but that's the way it goes with this stuff. Now, you can sit there and say paying a human being $700 million is not worth it. I want you to think about this right now. Okay, from an event coordinator guy, the Dodgers, Los Angeles Dodgers, inside of 30 days from you viewing this video, they will sell more jerseys than they've ever sold globally around the world. Okay, that'll be licensed. Okay, they will have advertising throughout the stadium that they've never had, foreign and domestic, that love this guy, that will show up there. You're going to have more season tickets and more sponsorship, to where my guess is in 30 days they will bring in $200 million. That's my prediction. And I don't care if you like baseball or not. This is a pure economic situation. Think about this. Shohei Ohtani would, during the game, he would advertise Japanese cologne. Like, hello, try Kose. Okay. We made a joke because we went to like Nordstrom's and different stores, and I was going to film, like, hey, do you guys have Kose? What's that? Okay. Well, it was a Japanese cologne that's not even available here, but they paid to advertise till the cows came home. They had a cat treat advertising that. They also had dog treats that they brought. It was like dog crack for Rosie. Rosie would get these things and freak out. And they gave me a bunch of them. Every now and then, if I want Rosie just to really calm down, I give her some of those Japanese dog treats. Whoa, it's I don't know what's in them, okay? But you think they're going to stay? You think that they're going to be here opening day? Not if it would save, you know, my life. It's not going to happen. So the Dodgers did a good thing for themselves, okay? And again, we'll see if this works out, okay? I have my own prediction. And if you guys want me to share that with you later, I'll give you my prediction. I'm just going to say two names, Josh Hamilton and Anthony Rendon, okay? Fantastic. So share your thoughts on this stuff so far. But again, guys, the shape of the economy. When you cancel a golf tournament sponsorship, why would you do that? Now, think about this. I used to, when I would learn about advertising, get a kick out of major brands that would, they're paying how much to have their image out there? It's like when you drive by Anaheim Stadium, there used to be a Coca-Cola image. And I'm like, what do they pay for that? Oh, this was 20 years ago. Yeah, they pay us almost $2 million for that. And I'm like, what is the point of that? Who cares about that? Well, the idea with it is it's the image and it's branding, it's all this stuff. It's ridiculous. Wells Fargo got that from the golf tournament, and now they're going to start pulling things like this because the economy is not good. The sticker shock that we're all experiencing is happening to you, me, and everybody else. How much is a Dodger dog going to be? Seriously, okay? You know, there's jokes all over TikTok that, hey, listen, we've got $24 micheladas, which is the beer with the Mexican seasoning on it, the tomato beer is delicious, okay? Well, how much are those going to be with Shohei? Who cares? It's worth it. They'll be 25 bucks, okay? It's crazy, guys. It's absolutely crazy to think about what this is going to cost when you go to the ballpark, what parking will be, okay? So share your thoughts and all this stuff. Let me know what you think about this and what else is being canceled. But thank you, Scott, for sending me those first two stories because those were really good. And I always appreciate everything you guys send me. Hello@iallegedly.com for all that stuff, okay? Let me know. A couple things that I get a kick out of are our government telling us the reason why we have high prices is because of price gouging. It's all these greedy companies trying to make more money. Now think about this. We have talked about this time and again. You guys have sent me stories about companies that their revenues have gone up, but their profits have dropped 47%. Dollar General was the last one that happened. Sales were up 2.9%. Profits dropped 47.5% because they're making no money and paying more for wages, paying more for every aspect of it. So price gouging is ridiculous. When you look at real estate prices too, you're seeing that we have had less houses on the market and less houses in contract, in escrow, than we've had since 2008. Well, that's because of supply and demand. There just aren't houses out there, Dan. No. People can't afford what's out there also. You have to understand, life happens with everybody. People die. People get sick. And I had someone send me, he didn't say I could use his name, so I'm just going to reference this. The big problem with reverse mortgages right now, that is the number one thing getting foreclosed on right now, guys, are reverse mortgages. And you're going to see a bigger problem coming down the road because reverse mortgages, where somebody gets a chunk of money, or they can either take it at once or they can take a monthly stipend. As the equity drops in these homes, you're going to see the ability to save them after the people die diminish. Now, the problem with this is that what usually happens, what happens here a lot in Southern California, is that people, grandma and grandpa live there forever. They take out 400 grand out of the house. Let's say they owe 300,000, so they owe 700,000 against this house now. And the house is worth about 850, 900 grand. Okay? Well, the problem that you have is They've lived in it for all these years. They haven't fixed it up. They haven't maintained it. They die. The kids don't have the ability to go out, refinance it, fix it up, sell it, or live in it. So the only thing left is to let it go back to the bank, which is tragic. It's absolutely awful, but it's happening more and more and more right now. And this is only going to get compounded. But here's the thing that I know, okay? My buddy, that's two of them that are in the foreclosure business. One guy is in a major expansion right now, and he's looking to bring investors in. He's looking to bring partners in, have more people post houses. Why is that, guys? What does he think? He just signed Shohei? Do you know what I mean? It's like, clearly the economy is going to get worse right now. It is. And they're ready for it. The next thing that's coming back to New York City is, think about this. People are furious that this is coming back. Great story out of the New York Post. This is called SantaCon. Santa, C-O-N. Okay, SantaCon is a degenerate festival where people get dressed up like Santa's, party, and you get scantily clad, irresponsible women. I added the irresponsible part, but they look hot in the video below and in the link below. So these people come out and party, and they said, this is the worst thing to ever come to New York City. You people are kidding yourselves if you think this is the worst thing. With how New York has been destroyed right now and how the hotels are getting destroyed and how weddings are getting canceled for people that don't live in this country, and you've had your wedding planned for 18 months and they've kicked you out of those hotels, that's off. That SantaCon, people dressing up like Santa and boozing it up for a couple days, that's the worst thing that's coming to New York City. You guys have lost your minds out of there. I mean, I just, you know what? What happened to having fun? What happened to that? Seriously. No. Okay. I mean, come on, guys. When do you draw a line with this stuff? But again, I'm going to go with the irresponsible women thing. That just sounds fun. Okay. Share your thoughts on that one, guys. I'm going to finish this video with these last couple stories. And the first one is, there is a device that is a fork that has melted butter built into it. So with every bite of your food, you get delicious melted butter. It's out of Sweden. It's called the Tommy. And this nurse friend of mine that I've had dinner with a few times, I sent this over to her. And she said, you wonder why I'm so busy, why cardiology is the number one cause of death around the world? It's this. So for you chubsters that just can't get enough butter, here you go. Butter in every bite, baby. Okay, take a look at the video below because it's disgusting. Final story is Marlene Hain, okay? Rosemary Hain. This could be one of the greatest stories. She's from Parma, Ohio. And Rosemary went to a Chipotle on September 5th and was furious at the way her bowl was made. So she took the bowl and within close range threw it at the worker to have it made right. So it hit the worker, and she was caught on surveillance tape and was arrested. Now, the judge was furious over this, and the judge says, this is how you react to somebody that doesn't give you your Chipotle bowl correctly? So I'm gonna make you a deal. You can do 90 days in jail. By the way, she's a mother of four, mother of the year of four, by the way. Mother of the year of four is going to get 90 days in jail, or you can work 60 days at a fast food restaurant and see how this is. Now, I'm telling you, she chose working at the fast food restaurant. This is the first time I'm ever gonna say this. I wish I lived in Ohio, because we'd do a field trip there, guys, and we'd go there and visit her and see how she likes having people talk to her, okay? So, can you imagine that? So share your thoughts on that, read the stories below. Please don't forget to hit the like button. Have you ever thrown food at people because they got it wrong, your bowl? I've told this story before. The greatest Chipotle story ever was, there was a corporate woman who was on her phone, gets in front and just starts barking at these people. And then comes up, I want a bowl, I want chicken. Oh, come on, man, put chicken in that thing. Goes to the vegetables. I said vegetables, put a lot of vegetables in. Working for this woman would be hell. Everything she made it so that they wanted more of. So ever since then, when I go to Chipotle, I have no problem asking for it to be, the size of a basketball when I get done at the line. So because of that one psycho. But she didn't throw food at her like Miss Haynes did. Please don't forget to like the video. Please subscribe to the channel. Onward and upward. Do not forget to join our Christmas card list, guys. iSecretSanta.com, iSecretSanta.com. Let me know if there's anything else you guys want me to talk about. Hope your weather's like this where you're at. Beautiful mornings like this. Onward and upward, guys. I'll see you very soon.